Hey guys, welcome to the PLNX podcast. This is your host Polash yet again with a new episode of this podcast. It's so great to have each and every one of you here. I've got an amazing response for the first episode. Thank you so much to each and every one of you that you guys downloaded and listened to the podcast. I've got some incredible feedback. I hope, and I've crossed my fingers here, I hope this podcast sounds better than the previous one, because like I said, the idea is to only get better. So sit back, enjoy, relax. We're going to have some fun and talk video games. This is the PLNX podcast. See you on the other side, guys. All right, it is the 7th of February, Monday. And I just wanted to start off by saying, since I haven't started this podcast in January, if I would have, you would understand resolution, you know, a New Year's resolution. Well, I made one as well, technically a resolution. So let me give you a little bit of background here. Almost all the time, there are a few games that I end up playing for so long that I've started to realize that it takes up a lot of my time, because I have limited time to begin with, as we all do. And what happens is I feel I end up missing out on a lot of amazing games. And when I say amazing, not just amazing by reviews and Metacritic scores or Game of the Year awards. I'm saying games that I've heard on an online portal or just from my friends that, wow, these games are really amazing, Polash, you should really try it and play them. I've tried to, but again, I keep going back to the same games that I was playing before, primarily FIFA, which I love playing, by the way. But I realized that the more I do that, I miss out on these games. Some of them obviously are big, huge blockbuster titles, but some of them are a little known, and that's the reason why I happen to make a gaming resolution. All right, so it's purely based on gaming. It's nothing to do with my weight or any of my physical activity or lack thereof, to be honest. But you didn't need to know that. Anyway, my gaming resolution this year is to play at least 12 games over the course of the entire year. That's basically one game a month. Now, that is my plan. That is my vision. I am on track so far. We are done with January, of course, and I have finished one game. I'll talk a little bit about it. And I believe I am on track to finish the second game in February. In fact, if things go well and I manage to squeeze some time out on a daily basis, I'll probably end up with finishing two games in the month of February, the second one being the most highly anticipated game of this year, as I was saying last time around, Horizon Forbidden West. Again, ladies and gentlemen, it launches on the 18th of February, and yeah, it's really, really exciting, and I'm really looking forward to it. And what I really feel is I believe I should be able to finish that game this month as well. I know it starts at the end of the month. It launches at the end of the month, rather, towards the end of the month, 18th of February. But yeah, I believe if I put in a few extra hours over the weekend, I think I should be able to finish it. Now, I do not want this to sound like this is a job or gaming is something that I do by the hour. I don't, actually. It's a passion of mine. It's something I really, really love to do. So I don't mind finding out even a little bit of time in my entire day, because I obviously have another full-time job that I work. So it gets a little difficult to finish such huge games, especially these days, especially with the open world games that are so, so huge, so massive, so immense in scope and size, which Horizon promises to be as well. Apparently, it's bigger than the first game itself. I believe I've spent close to 60 hours in the first game. That was, I think, including the Frozen Wilds DLC. But this one apparently is bigger. So I know it's going to take a while for me to finish the game. But again, I'm hoping I'm able to do it in February. But yeah, if not, then yeah, mostly in March is when I should be able to finish it. And once I do, I plan to start off with the next game right away. So I believe I have my gaming calendar on track and on schedule. But yeah, I mean, things can happen anytime and I just hope I'm able to finish it. So yeah, just to reiterate, 12 games in a year. One game every month, that's a good enough number of games, I believe, especially with the large-scale games. And I feel I will be able to explore a lot more than the common niche genres that I play. I primarily play action-adventure games, you know, games like Red Dead Redemption or Uncharted or Assassin's Creed, primarily action-adventure. But this is something I plan to do. I plan to play games which are a little different than those genres. So I hope I'm able to do it. Wish me luck. Pray for me. And yeah, I hope this vision or this resolution of mine stays intact till the end of the year. And speaking of that, I just wanted to let you know about the first game I finished this year. So recently, under the EA Play subscription, Mass Effect Legendary Edition was added. When I say recently, I believe it got added towards the first week of January, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong, but yeah, you can look it up. It's obviously still part of EA Play. And because of that, I decided to go headfirst into this series. I have never played Mass Effect before. Well, sorry, I apologize. I have played Mass Effect before when I believe Mass Effect 2 had launched on the PS3. So, a little bit of background. Mass Effect 1 was exclusive to Xbox 360. So, the first Mass Effect never launched on the PS3 in that generation. Mass Effect 2, however, BioWare decided to obviously release it on the PS3. I believe Microsoft and BioWare had some sort of an agreement to not have the first Mass Effect launch on a PlayStation platform. So, yeah, I never played Mass Effect 1. I played a little bit of Mass Effect 2, I believe about just 2 hours or so. I consider that as good as not have played it. So, I'm a complete, or rather was a complete Mass Effect fresher, and I had not played that game at all, which is why I was really excited when the Mass Effect Legendary Edition was announced last year. And it was launched, and I was really looking forward to it, especially the first game. Apparently, it's got such a major graphical update, and it looks quite good, to be honest, by today's standards as well. So I was really excited, and I just thought I'll give it a go. Again, that's the kind of game I don't generally play. But because of that resolution that I had, and I was fresh in the month of January with that resolve of mine that, yeah, I'll do it. So, yeah, I did it and I finished Mass Effect 1. I believe it took about 18 to 20 hours, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, it was fun. I had an amazing, amazing time. It's a brilliant game. If any one of you have not played it, I urge you to play it. I recommend that game very highly, especially when I play a game that launched more than 10 years ago or so. This game, Mass Effect 1, I believe launched in 2007 or 8. Again, I really feel that I need to play a game like that, keeping that era or that year in mind. So when I did that, I realized that it was really amazing, and especially for that time. And that's a game that really holds up, especially in terms of the story, the character building, gameplay, not so much. It's more of a cover-based shooter. But again, that that I don't think was ever a strong point of the series, from, again, what I've read or what I've seen online. It's a pure RPG, a Western RPG, or a WRPG, as we call it. And the RPG elements and everything is so spot on. It's absolutely amazing. BioWare obviously create amazing RPG games, which, again, I have not played many of. But yeah, Mass Effect is something that's really memorable. I can totally imagine all the hype it got when it released back then. And yeah, I really loved it. Again, this is not a review of that game. I'm sure you will find plenty of them online or on other podcasts. But this is something that I thought I'd share with you guys. So Mass Effect 1 was the first game. The second game, obviously, for February is Mass Effect 2. And yeah, I'm on my way to finishing that as well. I believe I still have about 5 or 6 hours to go, going by how the story is going in it. And I absolutely love the progression. It carried over my save from Mass Effect 1 and all the way through Mass Effect 2. So the character I had created is exactly the same. All the choices I made in Mass Effect 1 reflect in Mass Effect 2. And I absolutely love, which is this amazing epic saga that's playing out right in front of me. And I'm playing that saga. So that truly feels amazing. I'm sure BioWare had that vision that they will make these three huge games and it will all be interlinked, and there are characters from the first game in the second game, and they remember the things you did or didn't do for them in the first game, and the decisions you take in the first game have some impacts on the second game, and that again is not very common. Maybe these days, yes, but again, if I keep late 2000s in my mind, this is something that was not very common. So I kudos to BioWare. I mean, amazing game, amazing series, to be honest. And yeah, like I said, I'm on my way to finishing Mass Effect 2. And that is my resolution, so to say. Just thought I'd catch up. I'll quickly share that with you guys and let you know that this is what I'm planning to do. The next game, obviously, is Horizon Forbidden West. So that is something that I intend to finish, mostly by February, but I understand that it will be a major task. So I hope I'm able to finish it in February and play maybe Mass Effect 3 or a different game altogether for the month of March. I don't know. I'll see how that goes. In the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in yet again, each and every one of you. I absolutely appreciate y'all. And again, like the first episode, I hope you will let me know if there are any feedback, any suggestions, any pointers, any opinions. I'm absolutely welcome for that. The idea is to keep getting better. And I just pray everything goes well for you. Thank you so much for joining in. This is Polash, your host for the PLNX podcast. Take care. Stay safe, everyone.